the story starts with me as a little kid wanting to know about this person who was missing, wanting to know, you know, what was he like, and everyone being really reluctant about telling me what he was like. Patricio. I always felt like I was on the outside of an inside joke or something. I have no idea what he looked like. I'm told that I look like him. Patricio is my grandfather. My Aunt Beatrice, who we call Biba. My Aunt Biba was trying to slap some sense into him, like in high school, they're kids. You know, he's slapping sense into their crazy drunk father. She did that while he was driving a car. So they're, you know, all over the road thinking, and she's yelling in Spanish, you're gonna kill us all. And that's like, that's the big story I got growing up. That's it. They didn't really talk about anything else. So that's the impression I always had of my grandfather, that he was this mean, scary, drunk man. And I never really heard anything else. I never really heard anything positive. It was over, and I can't remember if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, but it was the first holiday that I'd come back with my son after my son was born. And my grandmother was looking at me, and she said, you know, you look like my husband. From what I've been told, this is a terrifying, awful man. And I'm being told, oh, you remind me of your grandfather. I don't wanna. Then I just ended up thinking about that a lot. About, like, what am I becoming him? Part of the scary part of inheriting, you know, bad behavior and addiction. I mean, there was a period where I was forced by the state of Texas to go into rehab. And that was something that they hit on a lot, was the genetics of it. And about how this is a chemical thing that is happening in your body. This is a thing that has been passed down to you. You've received this gene. And so you don't get to be like other people. So about a year goes by, and my mother comes to visit me in Atlanta. And at this point, my wife and I had divorced, but she had custody and I would get him on the weekends. So my mom came on one of my weekends. And we do our usual ritual. We get up and we put on something dancey, some music, sort of jazz or, you know, whatever else I just feel like dancing around to. And we dance around the house in the morning while I'm preparing breakfast, and we sing songs together, and we just, you know, get the party going immediately. And my mom sees that, and she's sitting on the couch watching us do our usual morning thing and dancing. And she says, you know what? You're just like your grandfather. My heart stopped. Because I've never heard that in a good context. And she said, you know, he would wake up every morning and he would just whistle. He'd just jump out of bed and he'd be whistling, and it would fill the entire house with music and get everybody going in the morning. And I've never heard this. 34 years old, I've never heard this. Even in passing, she's never said anything like this about him to me. It does scare me to think that this is a cycle that's built into my blood, that I'm going to lose this fight, because I'm going to become my grandfather one way or the other. I'm going to become whatever's already programmed into me. And I don't know what that means. I don't know that future. I just know how hard I want to fight for it not to be my future. I want to be remembered with the fun and the love and the house full of music at all times and the dance parties. And I don't want my son to know me as a person that was hurtful to myself and to other people. I want him to see a good man.